Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Shire back on the show. Jim Shire is a management consulting expert specializing in leadership training, organizational development, strategic exploration. He's the director of training for Joel Barker Strategic Exploration Tools. You know our good buddy Joel Barker. Well, these guys are cohorts, and he joins us on a regular basis. Jim does. To help us manage our people, manage our teams, and he always does a great job. Jim, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks. Glad to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You know, Jim, for a number of years, people surmised, people had anecdotal reports and opinions about what the millennials were and were not doing. We for a long time we surmised that they weren't as entrepreneurial. We could tell that they weren't as entrepreneurial as baby boomers. I'm not putting them down. I'm just talking about the facts here, the research. And then Kauffman Foundation did research, and they determined that millennials are not as entrepreneurial as their baby boomer elders. And we also, you know, it's been an article of faith that that millennials would have, you know, six or seven jobs in their career, maybe more. They would stay for a couple of years and move on, but didn't have a lot of research on that. But today, that's different, isn't it? You got some of that. You brought some of that with you, didn't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of research, and there's a lot of factors into it. You can say it's part of the generational phenomena, and that might be part of it. But I think it's also related to the health of the economy. There's one statistic. It's not the main one that I was looking at for today, but there's one statistic from a global perspective that said 70% of employees are looking for new opportunities right now. That number seems awfully high, but it's still like if you look at the economy, that makes perfect sense. When's the best time to look for a new job?
That's exactly right. And what I've been talking about a lot lately, Jim, to business owners – My guidance to them has been to be careful, because if you got a good key person, if you got a person that's really sharp, well, they can be really sharp for somebody else, and your larger customers, your larger competitors, maybe even a really big company, they're out there looking for people like that because they're having trouble finding those people, and if you've got one, they'll poach them from you.
Yep.
And there are headhunters. There are headhunters ringing them up all the time, aren't they?
That's correct. And that's one of the most important ways to look at what the implications of some of these statistics are. Because some people would say, okay, there's a statistic that says 40% of millennials are looking to leave within the next couple of years. Okay, it's only 40%. It hasn't actually changed that much over the last few years. It's varied a little bit, but not that much.
Right.
Okay, I don't need to worry about it. But the more important questions to ask from a standpoint of what are the implications is, who are the employees that are most likely to leave? Your best employees or your worst employees? And the answer is clear. It's your best employees.
That's right.
They're the
That's
ones
right.
that are confident enough to leave. They're the ones, as you just said, that the headhunters are looking for.
Yeah. Well, and also this comes back to some of the policy issues that I've been complaining about for over a year and a half now, for over a year at least, and that is the tax reform bill, the tax cut bill that was so good for big companies but not so much for small businesses. Those guys have got a sack full of money that they can throw at your best person. And not to mention benefits. They can have signing bonuses. They can pay them more money. They got all kinds of benefits that a small business probably doesn't have. And they're going to come after them.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another very interesting point related to that tax issues. for literally decades, Jim, there was some research that showed employees did not put money first. It was always second or third on the list of what they wanted.
For decades.
Yeah, for decades.
I saw that research first in the 70s.
Yeah. Now the research is showing that pay is on the top of the list.
Wow.
It's not.
That is a breakthrough piece of data right there.
Yeah. It's pay and benefits has become number one in, it looks like, clearly in the minds of millennials and probably with Gen Z even more. So it's like, whoa, what is this?
Wow.
And there again, you got big companies that can afford to do a whole lot more with that than smaller companies can do.
You know, one of the things that's been interesting to me is while all this was happening, while everything that you were just reporting to us, while all of that was percolating and amalgamating and galvanizing and into some kind of a trend, I was also doing all kinds of interviews here on the show with engagement experts.
Mm-hmm.
And I quit saying, we're talking about engagement, but a lot of these people aren't interested in engagement. How can you talk about engagement in one breath? How do you get your people to be engaged on one side when they're already planning to leave you in 18 months or 2 years?
That's right.
It's kind of hard to be engaged. And I wonder if that's had an impact on productivity. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it's such a complicated set of factors because I wouldn't dismiss engagement. I would definitely not dismiss leadership because the second thing that turns out to be most important in terms of what people are looking for now seems to be almost a nebulous term because I don't think everyone understands it that well, a positive workplace culture. So it's like, okay, we've got to pay people well, and it's got to be a great work environment. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough combination to manage. And yet those are the things that are standing out. And because of the economy, because of what's happening, people are more willing to leave. So if you don't have those, if you're not paying attention to that, and obviously one of the things that leaders and managers are trying to pay attention to is we got to get the job done, so we're focusing on productivity. We just got to get the work done.
And small businesses are less likely to offer the cool little work environments that some of the bigger companies are doing. And we're also less likely to have a ping pong table in the middle of the room. Hold on to that thought. Jim Schreier and I will be right back. Jim, I need your website quickly.
Barcliffs, FARCLIFFS.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.